But the one thing I do want to talk about, actually, on the flight out to, it got so delayed. But on the flight out to, where was I going? Dude, this is unbelievable. Just wait for this. I got to go to our text chain because this is where it was. Here. Dude, they got so, we were so delayed to go to, we were flying into New York from Albuquerque. I was, just me. And we were so delayed. And this flight was crazy, all right? It was from Minneapolis, I think, to New JFK. And you decide this because the stewardess, or I don't know if they just call them stewards now because, you know, the times are changing, but she sounded so drunk. It was unbelievable, dude. Okay. So this is talking about this, you know, you're gonna have your chairs up in an upright position. It's all good. Like, that's what she was saying. Upright position. So, this is the shit that she was saying here. You decide if she's drunk or not, dude. Okay? You decide.
If this happens, reach up and pull a mask towards you. Until the tube is fully extended, place the mask over your nose and mouth. Slip the elastic strap over your head and adjust the mask if necessary. Breathe normally and note the oxygen is flowing even if the bag does not inflate. Secure your own mask before helping others. Your
mouths
are located in the overhead panel in the laboratory.
Oxygen. Secure it on the back so you make sure to get it. And it's oxygen. Oxygen, dude. So drunk. And then she would walk down and I'd be like trying to smell this girl. I'm like, does she have alcohol? And I was trying to look at her. She didn't look drunk, dude. She's like 50. Dude, I couldn't believe it. I saved this shit. And then there's another one. Hold on. Okay, and then I thought maybe, and then some weird shit was going on, and this dude, oh dude, I was sitting at a bar before because the flight was delayed so much, and I got a fucking salmon because you know I'm healthy, babies, you know how I do it, and this dude was sitting next to me, and he was so loud, and he was drunk, and he would be like. Oh, because you know Tom Brady, yada, yada, like so loud. And then he would laugh and he'd go, oh. And I was like, I wanted to fucking knock this guy out, right? But I was like, maybe he's got a problem. It's all good, you know. Maybe he's got a drinking problem. And as you know, I feel for that, right? So we were so late and then we exited the gate and we were about to take off. And then the pilot goes like this. So ladies and gentlemen, we got to go back to the gate. There's something with customer service. And I just go, I rolled my eyes so hard, I thought they fell on the floor, okay? And then I was like, what's going on? And then I look behind, and there's this guy standing up, and it's that guy. And he's like, well, I don't know where my bag is. And the stewardess is like, okay, well, we'll find it. And he was like, well, I don't know which one. I don't know where it is. He couldn't remember where he put his fucking bag, dude. Up on the top of the thing, he found one. He was like, I have a computer bag back there somewhere. She's like, okay, well, we'll find it. We got to get it. We got to get him off the plane. He was so drunk. They got him off the plane. They kicked him off the plane because he was drunk. And then the pilot goes like this.
Delayed. Sometimes people tend to take advantage of the bars in airports. And unfortunately, the FAA does not like it when people have had a couple extra drinks. And it's not safe for passengers or the crew. So... once again, I'll do the best we can to get you there as quickly and safely. Thank you for your patience.
They kicked him off. So we went back to the gate. And then we started to leave again. And this fucking... tell me she's not drunk. Now she's talking like this.
Before you ride to see the plane, check home with us. We picked it up at the baggage claim area. And for those of you that are continuing on here in Newark, your luggage has automatically been transferred for you.
Oh! What is she saying? Bro, I was like this. I was on the plane like this. And nobody was paying attention. I'm like, this girl is drunk as fuck, dude.
Come on. Before you ride to see the plane, check home with us. We picked it up at the baggage claim area.
Bro, she hiccuped.
And for those of you that are continuing on here, in Newark, your luggage is automatically been transferred for you.
What? And as you've traveling to New York, your luggage has been trapped for you. Okay, there's, and then there's this one, dude, which is just.
Please let one of us know. Or see ya.
Uh-oh.
Customer representative.
Oh! Or see ya. That's when she almost fucking threw up in her mouth. Or see ya. Customer representative? That's what she said. Hold on, just listen to this.
Please let one of us know. Or see ya.
Flight, and I'll be happy to help you. Once again, I'll be happy to select you based on crew. It's been a pleasure having you on board this evening. Morning.
Dude,
kick her off too. It's been a pleasure having you on board this evening. Morning. How? Okay, here's the thing. If she's not drunk, then she's got a speech impediment. I feel for you. But why are you the one that's talking to everybody on the plane, dude? I'm so sick of this shit, man. We were also in trying to fly home, and the guy that they tried, they were, oh, dude, the airports are fucking insane, dude. I swear to God, if I saw, I mean no bullshit, if I saw a wild boar working the desk at, like, one of the airlines, I would be like, that's weird, but, I guess it makes sense. This is why everything's so fucked up. Like, it's insane, dude. We were waiting, and the guy who was talking to the people, first of all, everyone's in line. The flight's delayed. We're at the airport, okay? And everyone's in line, and the guy who is on the over the loudspeaker is like, he's so Indian, and that's fine to be Indian, but this guy was killing it with the Indian shit. I mean, he was just like, and everyone, and I caught that he was like, flight's delayed, and we will be boarding soon, and people are just lined up, dude. Sit the fuck down, dude. What are you? We're all getting on the plane. All of us are getting on the plane. Also, the people who are lined up aren't even Group A. And guess who Group A? Guess who's in Group A? Daddy, and he's sitting all the way fucking down, man. His knees are bent, dude. You keep your fucking legs straight, you better be laying the fuck down, because that's crazy to be lined up when the flight's delayed and you got this guy who's telling us the flight's delayed. We're all going to the same place. I don't get it. I don't get it. So we couldn't understand this guy because he was just, they always give it to the fucking guy who, like, can't talk in English, which is, you know, and I'm not saying, like, hey, learn the fucking language. Like, I love that America's got all the different types of people and all the different cultures and all the different accents. It's awesome. You might as well just speak in your language, though, if you're going to do that. I can't understand. I sound so fucking 80 years old right now. But yeah, you know, we got an oxygen mask and an oxygen. Also, if the person is drunk, oxygen is the number one word that you fucking can tell. That's what the thing should be. If you're a cop, okay. Have you been drinking? No. Say the word oxygen. Oxygen. Cool. You're coming with me. If you have one drink, all of a sudden oxygen turns to oxygen. Say customer service. Customer service. Say oxygen. Oxygen. Okay, you're coming with me. Come on. In the drunk tank. Whoop-woo. Are you drunk? No, sir. You could be so good at hiding it. Oh, sir, I'm completely not drunk. Are you drunk? No, not at all. How many drinks have you had? I had one drink at dinner and that's it. Oh, really? Yes. And you had no other drink? Zero other drinks. Well, sir, say oxygen. Oxygen. All right, cool. You're coming with me. Yeah. This guy got kicked off a... Imagine getting kicked... He was so not embarrassed, too. I guess it was because he was drunk. It was killer. This guy was like, are you kicking me off? Cool. He was making a scene. He was like, cool, I'll just get off the plane. Like, this guy, I would have been like, yo, listen. Sorry I had too much to drink. Give me some fucking bread. Give me some bread and a muzzle. I'll be fine. Tie my hands up. I'm getting it fucking JFK. Oxygen? Dude, oxygen, you know? Wow.